Hunter Biden goes to court. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, in Wilmington, Delaware today, where Fox's Brooke Singman reports he's expected to plead not guilty.
He's now facing three separate charges. Now, that's one for lying on the gun application, one for lying to the gun store clerk, and one for actually possessing the firearm while using illegal drugs.
Well, that after a misdemeanor tax evasion plea deal for the president's son fell apart, it would have wiped out a gun charge. Former President Trump will return to a New York court for day two of a civil fraud trial that he calls part of a witch hunt and corrupt election interference. His attorney, Alina Abba, just told Fox.
President Trump and the Trump family will not able to conduct business in New York, will have to be dissolved in the state of New York. For doing what? I don't know.
The judge has already ruled the Trump Organization committed fraud, inflating the value of assets. The state's Democratic Attorney General is pushing for a $250 million fine. There's an attempt to oust House Speaker Kevin McCarthy by a small group of his fellow Republicans. Congressman Tim Burchett just told Fox Business.
Kevin's my friend. I just think we need to get our ship in order, and it is not right now.
They're upset McCarthy worked with Democrats, averting a government shutdown with a short-term funding bill without spending cuts conservatives demand. McCarthy predicts they'll fail, and he will remain speaker. A crime near the Capitol. Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar was carjacked and robbed at gunpoint in Washington last night. He was not injured. Police are looking for three suspects. The day after a missing 9-year-old girl was rescued from a kidnapper near Albany, New York. A family friend tells Fox Charlotte Senna is doing
very well, very well. Of course, the family's thrilled to have her back, but by all accounts, she's doing just fine.
Police found the girl in a cabinet inside a camper after tracking the suspected kidnapper, who they say put a ransom note in the family's mailbox. Nobody won the Powerball again. The jackpot grows to $1.2 billion. America's listening to Fox News.
Democrats just want to win the next election, and they're trying to do it with ceaseless money printing. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. It is critical to protect your retirement right now with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. There's nothing to buy and no obligation at all. Text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower use for adults only.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy isn't the only one fending off a challenge to his job. Republicans are also trying to kick Democratic Congressman Jamal Bowman out of the House for pulling a fire alarm Saturday. They say it's a felony to obstruct government proceedings.
The fire alarm went off while the House was trying to vote on a spending bill to avoid a government shutdown. Bowman has said it was an accident. He was trying to go vote and was having issues with the door.
I take responsibility for what I did, you know, but like I said, I was in a rush to go vote.
An expulsion needs 2/3 majority of Congress, making it difficult to actually remove Bowman. Capitol Police are still investigating. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
It's a great day for three scientists sharing the Nobel Prize for Physics. One of them works at Ohio State University.
U.S.-based Pierre Agostini is one of a trio who the Nobel Prize Committee says have given humanity new tools for exploring the world of electrons. He's sharing the $1 million prize with Ferenc Krauss, who works in Germany, and Anne Louillier, who's based in Sweden. They found a way to produce pulses of light so short they can be measured in quintillionths of a second, capturing previously unseen images of how atoms work. The money comes from a bequest left by Swedish inventor Alfred Nobel, who died in 1896. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could fall. Dow futures are now down more than 100 points before the opening bell. On Monday Night Football, a giant L because of dominant D.
Blitz off the edge. Nwosu couldn't get there, and the ball's out. Picked up by Brooks. Seattle's ball.
That was one of 11 sacks by the Seahawks defense, which also scored on an interception return for a touchdown and a 24-3 Seattle win over the New York Giants on ESPN. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. A man's been arrested and is facing charges after authorities say he confessed to robbing a Subway restaurant in Savoy last month. 21-year-old Devontae Derrickson identified as a suspect in the September 22nd robbery using an automated license plate reader, which led them to Derrickson. He was booked into the Champaign County Jail. Illinois State Police continue to investigate a deadly crash in Effingham County involving a semi. It carried thousands of gallons of ammonia. They say the tanker involved in multiple crash Friday night on Highway 40 near Teutopolis. Thousands of gallons of the toxic chemical spilled. It killed five. Accident also forced the evacuation of 500. Illinoisans who own assault weapons can now submit an endorsement affidavit online. Residents are required to register their assault weapons under the new ban in Illinois. It includes assault weapon attachments, and 50 caliber rifles and 50 caliber cartridges. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. It's October 3rd. Welcome to Tuesday. I am Stevie J. Good to have you live, semi-alert at this hour of the morning on your way to work or whatever you're doing today. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie.
Greg Sollier, brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. If you need an assessment on your copier, you're paying too much for color printing, whatever it is, call Greg Wolf. Watts Copy System, where service is more than a promise. Meteorologist, the man who studies maps. Greg Sollier, my friend, how are you?
I'm well. How's you guys doing?
Good. Just fine and dandy. Enjoying this beautiful. The evenings are gorgeous.
Yeah.
The sky and the stars and the moon and all those things.
Right.
Yeah, that's what you get when you get an October warm spell like this. The humidity is usually nice and low, and so those temperatures come down nicely. Boy, if we were back in June or July, it'd be pretty uncomfortable around, and the air much cleaner and drier and clearer coming off kind of an erosion and improvement on some of those Canadian forest fires. Remember, those upper-level winds for a time were coming down right in our neck of the woods. No sign of temperatures coming down for the next couple of days. They will do so, and substantially heading on through the end part of the week with a little nip in the air, a little more typical of almost early November on some of these temperatures over the course of the weekend in particular. So dress accordingly for Friday night football and or Illinois football here. Expectations of warmer, drier weather? You bet. Expected to slowly evolve northwest to southeast for next week and into the following week. This cold snap, not the way the fall season goes with this strong El Nino still into play. 56 drier degrees. Yeah, they get these swings of temperature, the warmth of the day, the coolness of the night this time of the year, 57 at Rantoul, 55 Danville, 59 Bloomington Normal, 88 this afternoon. That's almost 15 above average, probably a 90 just southwest of Champaign County, sun-filled and a slight south wind, increasing clouds to the 60s tonight, partly sunny, breezy, warm for the day tomorrow at 85. We will get into some shower activity tomorrow night and into Thursday with maybe a rumble of thunder, probably quarter-inch type stuff, 66 tomorrow night, 73 on Thursday, a sprinkle or two Friday afternoon, partly sunny, breezy, cooler, 64 there, only in the upper 50s for highs Saturday and Sunday. Nights in the upper 30s to low 40s. Maybe some of our low cold spots could see a whimper of frost. We'll head back in the 60s early next week, 70s later next week. For Steve D. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Well, he's in the swamp, but he's not of the swamp. He is Terry Schilling, originally from Illinois. He is executive director of American Principles Project, GOP strategist. You feel like you need extra shower at night? How's that work, Terry?
I need to shower two times a day at least. It's this is a gross town. It's an ugly town, and it's you really gotta be close to your family and stay in prayer. Otherwise, you're gonna give up all hope.
Wow. Okay. So, Senate will swear in a new senator. They didn't wait very long, did they? And they put in, well, it looked like a very moderate person, huh?
No, this is Stevie J. You know this. She's a radical. Her name's LaFonza Butler. She's lived all over the country, but she really cut her teeth in California as the president of the Local Service Employees International Union, which is one of the most left-wing unions out there. But to tell you what type of swamp creature she is, after she was head of the SEIU union, she went to go work for Uber and Airbnb, right? She's a sellout, right? So she's someone that will take a paycheck. Uber is like the arch enemy for all the labor unions, especially the SEIU. They've been wanting to unionize Uber drivers for a while. But this is really emblematic of who these people are. But here's the big takeaway that everyone needs to know about her, the most important thing. She is the president of Emily's List. Now, you might be asking, what's Emily's List? Well, there is no Emily. Emily is an acronym that stands for Early Money is Like Yeast. And it means that if you inject money into campaigns early for candidates, that they're much more likely to succeed. So this is a pro-abortion group. They will not raise money or endorse candidates if they support any limitations, any restrictions whatsoever on abortion. Even if you vote against taxpayer funding of abortion, you're off Emily's List. This is the president of Emily's List, LaFonza Butler, and this is who Gavin Newsom chose. This is a very different America than what I think most Americans want for this country.
She doesn't live in California. How does that work?
You know, so she's been living in Maryland for the past couple of years, ever since she became president of Emily's List. I actually fell for this too, she's lived in California for quite some time. But ever since she became president of Emily's List, she moved out to Maryland.
Okay. All right. So we have a new senator from California, and it's essentially more of the far left gaining more power, I guess, is the way I would assess this, correct?
I don't know if it's gaining more power, right? But I think the radical left has a lot of power all throughout our cultural institutions, you know, academia, corporate America even. But I think really this is just someone that's pushing the left even further left, right? They're basically making it clear that there is no home in the Democratic Party for anyone that's a moderate, and anyone that has a moderate position even on even a single issue. This is a radical party now, and we should treat them as such.
Okay, so what is the effect of Robert Kennedy Jr. running as an independent, maybe Joe Manchin being on the no-name candidate? Is this kind of any effect in 24, you think, Terry?
I think it's going to make it fascinating. I think it's going to make it very interesting. I think if I was just a guest, and I'm really bad at guessing, you should see my NFL pregame bets. They're terrible. I'm a terrible handicapper. But I think it'll be interesting. I don't know. You know, RFK probably takes away more votes from Trump just because of how high profile he is against the vaccine. I think Joe Manchin would take more votes away from Democrats. But at the same time, you know, RFK Jr. is a Kennedy. I can't imagine that a lot of people don't go into that polling booth and cast a lot of votes for him as Democrats. We'll see. But it's all interesting, and it's all very American politics.
How can people find Terry Schilling in Washington, D.C.? They ought to send money to support you just because you're out there. I mean, that's...
Yeah, I appreciate that, Stevie. It's just AmericanPrinciplesProject.org. You can find out more about us. We're like the NRA, but instead of guns, we do family policy. Or you can go to ProtectKids.us and sign our petition to protect kids against the Joe Biden agenda.
Well, appreciate the fight. I mean, fighting for families. You're such a radical, man. Wow. I appreciate what you're doing out there, Terry. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Stevie.
Terry Schilling on the Tavins Towing phone line. Off we go to sports headlines, 7:14.
Seattle beat the New York Giants 24-3,
and Devin Witherspoon had a great game. In fact, he took a pick of Daniel Jones back 97 yards for a touchdown.
He had two sacks. He just popped some people, and they love him in Seattle. Number 21, yeah. The 30 millionaire. Got $30 bucks.
My sister Linda Ducey living in Seattle, yeah. And big fan. And,
well, it also illustrates why we're not very good right now. Devin Witherspoon left. Chase Brown left.
Yeah.
Sidney Brown left.
Yeah.
We lost some people.
We did.
And maybe the secondary made the line better because right. They were covering receivers, right? I mean, maybe Chase Brown made the offensive line look better because he was so good.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was great. Devin Witherspoon, great game last night on Monday Night Football.
We've got Nebraska, and that's a 7 o'clock game on Friday at Memorial Stadium. In fact, if you're thinking I'd really love to go or
Take a couple of members of my family, text in Illini, 217-359-2255 on our Tapman's Towing phone line. You might be enjoying the evening of tailgating and then the Illini walk and the band and, of course, all right, now the Illini are favored 7.5,
yeah,
I believe.
7.5 as of yesterday. I didn't check this morning, but, yeah, it's just everybody came into the season so jacked, probably over jacked.
Right.
And now it's like, oh, here we go again.
Yep.
It's the same
old. I know.
Jay Layman last night, he does every Monday 3 to 4, and the guy just says stuff.
Yeah, it was obviously very.
That's actually our quarterback, Luke
okay.
Volkmar. He's also on Mondays at 4:05 about the game.
Yeah, it was obviously very disappointing for us as a team. You know, a week that we had high expectations for and a game that this team had, you know, circled on our schedule. Since we knew, you know, when we were going to play these guys. And, it was disappointing.
Took blame. I mean, he is such a likable guy. Sure rooting for him. Jay Layman on every Monday after 3.
I'm just trying to put it all together now because something's missing. And like you said, Pipes, not a very good team. I think your word was stinks. I have them as a 4-win team right now. I think it's a toss-up between Northwestern. I think they'll be favored against Indiana. I obviously favored against Nebraska. Hard to believe Nebraska's bad. But
yeah.
4 wins the way they're playing right now doesn't mean they can't change and win more games. But from what I've seen so far, they're a 4-win football team.
Mm-mm. So we came in, there were 8, 9, 10-win predictions. And, you know, the greatest season is when you don't expect it and it's great. The worst season is when you expect it and you don't. It's the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinals supposed to be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Got last place.
That's right.
Last place. Wow.
Okay.
Anyway, off we go. You go try and beat Nebraska. It's all you can do. Just go play.
Right.
And try not to get too down on the ball club and think, things will get better. It's no fun thinking they won't.
That's right.
So
they've tapped the Maryland game to start at 2:30 on October 14th in College Park, Maryland, against the Terrapins.
Be tough.
So just take note of that. We've got baseball and playoff action with the Texas Rangers, Tampa Bay Rays this afternoon, Toronto and the Twins. We have Arizona and Milwaukee and Miami and the Phillies.
Now, listen, it's fun to watch just for the energy. Everything's dialed up. Every pitch is important. So that energy, it's just not as fun when we have the Cubs or Cardinals in there. So
it looks like Jonathan Taylor is going to be back for that game against the Titans with him practicing on Wednesday. He's off the physically unable to perform list.
Okay, let's check your weather. It's Indianapolis.
I know.
It doesn't matter either.
I mean, there are Colts fans in our area.
Sure, but I mean, they're not going to be very good.
Okay.
They're okay. Let's check weather brought to you by Carl.
And Carl reminds you, they've got an event coming up on Saturday. It's called the Health and Wellness Expo, and it's out at Carl at the Fields between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. You can get more details at carl.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Van Nuys, Saturday, and a summer-like day's worth of weather ahead for the day today. Again, high temperatures with a mainly sunny sky to about 88, a bit of a southeast to south wind. Clouds will increase tonight, a mild October night. Low down to 64. Tomorrow, partly sunny, continued warm and increasing south wind, high to about 85 degrees. It'll be an approaching cold front tomorrow night with a couple of showers breaking out, maybe a thunderstorm. Best chances after midnight, low down to 66. And a much cooler Thursday, some occasional shower activity, maybe a rumble of thunder, the high to about 73. Cooler still with a few afternoon sprinkles on Friday, partly sunny at 64. And it's an autumn feel for the upcoming weekend, 58 for the high on Saturday, 59 on Sunday. Sunday to partly cloudy skies. Nights will be down into the upper 30s to lower 40s. We'll pull back up into the 60s in a dry weather pattern for Monday and Tuesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soljay.
Well, if you like steak, I'm going to give you some free steak.
Awesome.
On our Stever, first of the month. That is coming up next. Stand by.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Spice maker McCormick shares are losing ground and seeing the impact of inflation and China's disappointing economic recovery. The company's profit in the summer quarter matched forecasts, but its sales were disappointing. McCormick's prices increased, but volume declined. In addition to its spices, McCormick also owns the Frank's Red Hot and French's Mustard brands. Artificial intelligence is coming to your Visa card. Visa's investing $100 million in generative AI startups, hoping to simplify payments and other services. Teeth straightening company Smile Direct Club is looking for a buyer. If it can't find one, the Wall Street Journal says the company may shut down. Smile Direct filed for a Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization on Friday. Demand for its teeth straightening services fell sharply at the start of the pandemic. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Yeah, I do got to have a little more Jay Layman.
All those things add up, and it just was a bad, bad third quarter. And I think for an Illinois fan, on a global perspective, it's like this is why we walk on thin ice all the time.
Yeah.
We don't get excited. We don't get our hopes up. We do. We know we're getting ready for disappointment, right? And that's been so difficult with this team. We've thought that we've got our guy. We're getting our hopes up. It just seems like they're farther away than we thought.
I'm telling you. I mean, it's just, and it's okay. You're at least in a season where the schedule is, we can compete here. There's a lot of games coming up. We could win, but we could lose. So that's, it isn't easy out there. It's hard to win. It's just hard to win at the high level. It's just hard to win. But again, coming off such an amazing, unexpected, successful season.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, for whatever reason, the University of Illinois has had a hard time carrying it forward. It's been going on for a long, long time. It's not like something new. Brett Bielema's probably going, what's going on? Well, just that's kind of how it works here. We have an incredible run in 2001. We go to the Sugar Bowl. Nothing the next year. We go to the Rose Bowl in 2000, whatever, 7 or 8. Nothing.
Right.
How does that work?
Feast or famine for
I don't know. So we're all still trying to figure it out, and I think Brett Bielema's the guy. I like him a lot. I think he really knows how to new coaches. We have a lot of new coaches in positions, and Brett I think is a guy that kind of says you're in charge of this, and that's you take your room and you go do, and he oversees it all.
Mm-hmm.
And he might just need to be more active in some of the. I don't know, but he knows what's going on. I mean, the guy knows everybody's name.
He knows.
And again. You want to be a big-time coach and make all the money and have this kind of pressure? Good. Good for you. But, you know, it's hard to get there. It's hard to go make $6 million, $8 million, whatever the numbers are. And for coordinators to get, you know, $800 million, that's great. Mm-hmm. It isn't an easy job, and you're never with your family, and that's huge. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. Mike Ditka, the great Mike Ditka, he said, it's not rocket science. It's not rocket science. If you know the difference between come here and sick them, you can play football. That's what he said. And so to spend 6 a.m., 5 a.m. all the way to 1 a.m., and that's their day, it's like, wow, that's a long day, and you don't see family. It's just what it's turned to. Maybe, you know, deep down the coaches are going, we got to work our butt off to earn this money. I mean, it's a lot of money. Keep in mind, the assistant coach for Lon Kruger in the late 90s was making $60,000 a year. Lou Henson, when he had Ephraim Winters and a really good team 40 years ago, made $54,500 for the year.
Wow. We've come a long way,
oh my
baby.
Gosh. And so the new coaches today making a lot of money. God bless them. Good for you. Make as much as you can. I'm all for you.
Mm-hmm.
But the pressure changed, social media changed, and all these other things.
Oh, yeah.
But it's amazing from the Toledo anticipation. And you won the game on a fourth down pass that kept it going, kind of. But we all accepted as, phew, okay, great. Let's go get Kansas.
Yeah.
And then you're looking at the Kansas game going, well, we didn't really compete there. What's wrong? Okay, yeah. Well, Penn State played pretty good. Pretty good game. They won 30-13, but for a while there, third quarter, it was still a pretty good
game. Yep.
And so, and then you go to Purdue, and that happens, and then it reminded us of the Lovey days when they weren't very good games, and you got beat by a lot. Anyway, nobody's more disappointed than the ball club. So,
sure.
Hey, you want steak? Long Branch Steakhouse. Love talking to Donnie, Hunter, both kind of on the grill now. Anyway, they know how to do this thing. And if you want to go to Gifford, Illinois,
310 South Main Street, right in the heart of beautiful downtown Gifford.
So sometimes you have to park 50 yards away. I mean, really. So if you want to go there, they're open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9. That's it. And if you want some steak, I suggest a ribeye. I suggest the mashed potatoes and, of course, the mac and cheese. So what
a little smoke kick to the back of that mac and cheese. How does he do that?
He won't tell us. Right. It's something called frog dressing. I have no idea what's in it.
Right? But so, it's not frogs. I think that means French, ranch,
something. But it's, whatever. Not frog parts.
Fried pickles.
Come on.
It might be something that you get.
Yeah, and the Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
They got those with some kick and stuff, too. Anyway, what I'm doing is handing out $50 bills. It's a program we call Stever, because when the kids grew up, mostly Christian said, easy, Stever, calm down. And I'd get all fired up about something. So this is kind of a fired up kind of program where I hand out money, and it generally goes over pretty well. And then people back off and say, what? You have some requirements you have to get to Long Branch Steakhouse here in the next. I generally give you a little more, like 2 weekends, because they're only open once. So you'll have this week and next week to use it. Otherwise, it goes away.
Okay.
Then you push complete on your phone after the transaction, and you get a survey, and then you fill the survey out. That's it. So spend my money promptly, and then fill your survey out, and you'll be in good standing. And if you don't do that, I kind of have to let you go. So there you go. You can register at GoStever.com. GoStever.com. You can also enter the $50 free money Long Branch Steakhouse that way, too. So that's what you got on this October the 3rd. It doesn't feel like October.
It feels
nice. It's good for the regional golfers. Because usually in golf in the fall, it can be anything.
And those involved in fall ball, too. I mean, our Illini are 8-0. They've got the Orange and Blue World Series coming up.
That's what's for?
Our softball team also loving this kind of weather.
This is their, kind of like golf.
Yeah.
Get ready for the spring kind of thing. Good. Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome. Okay, we'll be right back. Coming up also in the next half hour, we'll talk to Dr. Todd about your doggy and cat. And do that, too.
Yeah, if you have any concerns, you can text in.
Okay. 217-359-2255. All of our guests appear on the Tappan's Towing phone line. We'll be right back. News, weather, and more on the millennials. We'll talk about these ages so we're learning together.
The best steaks in Central Illinois belong to one institution, and that's the Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown eclectic Gifford. I'm Jay Lehman. I'm a regular at Long Branch Steakhouse. I take my wife. I take my kids. I love the fried pickles, fried mushrooms, the onion rings, and, of course, the steaks. The ribeye is my personal favorite. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9. Tell Donnie Jay Lehman sent you. Don't forget the mac and cheese. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 in downtown Gifford.
I'm Justin Ike, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first, you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Ike, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com. Law Enforcement Official of the Month is A.J. Martin, University of Illinois Police Department. Any other Eagle Scouts on the department?
So that's a fun fact. I need to get a picture at the next football game. I think we've got 7 or 8 Eagle Scouts.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an awesome foundation for the University of Illinois Police Force.
It is.
What about the phones around campus? That's certainly been a help, right? Blue phones with the little...
So they're growing in assistance because before they were just a phone, but now everyone's got a phone. But now because they have phone lines in them, we can hook up cameras to them. So more and more of those emergency phones you're seeing start turning into, they get taller. They got that little camera on top. That camera has four cameras in it. It can show 360 around that phone. So it gets us to be able to spot things better on campus for an investigative tool. There's people that can go back and look at the cameras and find suspects. If we get a call in an area, we can see what's going on real time from an outside bird's eye view for some instances. That really helps out.
AJ Martin, he's our law enforcement official of the month. We appreciate what he does and everyone in law enforcement does. Thank you so much.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump is expected to be back at the defense table for day two of his business fraud civil trial in New York City.
This is his company. This is his life.
Trump attorney Alina Haba on Fox and Friends. So far, there's been testimony from a former Trump accountant that his firm just used the numbers provided by the Trump organization. The Nobel Prize in Physics is announced.
U.S.-based Pierre Agostini is one of a trio who the Nobel Prize Committee says have given humanity new tools for exploring the world of electrons. He's sharing the $1 million prize with Ferenc Krauss, who works in Germany, and Anne Louillier, who's based in Sweden. They found a way to produce pulses of light so short they can be measured in quintillionths of a second, capturing previously unseen images of how atoms work.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at your morning news. A 104-year-old Chicagoan making history after setting a world record for the oldest person to skydive. Dorothy Hoffner set the record landing on the ground at Skydive Chicago Airport in Ottawa. The centenarian was born and raised in Chicago, and this experience wasn't new. She made her first skydive at Skydive Chicago when she was 100. A Texas man going to prison for fentanyl trafficking in Illinois. Raul Morales sentenced last week to 120 months behind bars. State police stopping him while he was traveling on I-55. In Sangamon County, and a pickup pulling a trailer holding two vehicles during the stop, troopers locating over 29 kilograms of a substance containing fentanyl and xylene. A hazmat evacuation of Teutopolis in the aftermath of a deadly crash causing several weekend events in Effingham County to be canceled. Oktoberfest hosted by Teutopolis Civic Club. Now organizers making sure all the food they had for the event is put to good use. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
Climate Action Week is this week, and there's all kinds of activities, different speakers that you'll want to take note of, learn more about solar energy, and all kinds of things. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Van Ambus, Saturday, and a summer-like day's worth of weather ahead for the day today. Again, high temperatures with a mainly sunny sky to about 88, a bit of a southeast to south wind. Clouds increase tonight, a mild October night, low down to 64. Tomorrow, partly sunny, continued warm and increasing south wind, high to about 85 degrees. It'll be an approaching cold front tomorrow night with a couple of showers breaking up, maybe a thunderstorm. Best chances after midnight, low down to 66. And much cooler Thursday, some occasional shower activity, maybe a rumble of thunder, the high to about 73. Cooler still with a few afternoon sprinkles on Friday, partly sunny at 64, and it's an autumn feel for the upcoming weekend. 58 for the high on Saturday, 59 on Sunday. Sunday to partly cloudy skies. Nights will be down into the upper 30s to lower 40s. We'll pull back up into the 60s and a dry weather pattern for Monday and Tuesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, ESPN 93.5. So if you find yourself on social media and you're scrolling, word, and then you buy something.
Yes.
I am 0-2. I've bought two things and never received anything.
Okay.
And good luck calling whatever number.
That's right.
So you lose money.
And then when I bought something, it didn't look anything like the picture. And
no,
it was, you know, super thin fabric and it didn't fit right. And it's like, why did I do that? And I was mad at myself for putting my information out there, most importantly.
Well, that's already out there.
I don't like to jump through all those hoops, especially when it comes to buying something, because I'm entering some digits in. Ugh.
Kellyanne Winjet is a wealth strategist. How are you, Kellyanne, from Dallas, on the Tavern Store phone line?
Good morning.
Yeah, so if you buy something online, 0 for 2 for me. I'm not going to do 0 for 3 because I'm not going to do it. What the heck? I mean, where's my stuff?
You probably will do it again.
Okay, maybe. Anyway, it's just so.
Since we're confessing, where are you, Kellyanne, on this? Do you online purchase?
Oh, yeah, I think we're all kind of guilty of it. And it's really just because we have such a different relationship with the internet than we did, say, 25 years ago, when you had to call 1-800 number and then maybe get through to somebody if you saw a commercial on a Saturday morning. Now it's following you around the internet, telling you exactly what you want all day long, everywhere where you go. You can't escape it. And there's a buy now button.
And that's that easy.
Right.
It is. In the good old days of whatever we watched on TV with somebody pitching that new makeup.
Right.
Oh, man, that's good. And if I call before midnight tomorrow, I'm going to get a really good deal. I don't know. So millennials and Gen Z are regretting some of these decisions. Is that what I understand, Kellyanne?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you get pressured because obviously this thing is following you around. It is something that you want, right? And you have the options of buying now or buying now and paying later. There's just a lot of ways that facilitate the, immediate gratification purchasing habits. And it's across everybody. I mean, it goes all the way to the boomers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's in dieting, the things that make the most sense is eat when you're hungry, stop when you're full. And the wealth management stuff, it's like trying not to spend more than you make.
Mm-hmm.
But it, you know, with credit cards and stuff and the emotion of spend, it just gets away from us. And then we get tangled in the web. If you're in the credit card web, it's going, 25-30% interest right now. So it's pretty hard to get out. How does somebody who doesn't have extra get out of this $1 trillion in debt that for the first time ever America is in with credit cards, Kellyanne?
I mean, it really is going to have to be a mindset change and a real self-work to change the buying habits. You had, essentially 3 years of people being trapped up and cooped up in their homes, and they just want to experience things. They want to buy things that they haven't been doing for 2 years. And even in the high net worth, high income earners, you have the same kind of emotional response to their investment portfolio. When things are going crazy, they react, and it ultimately hurts their portfolio.
Yeah, well, many of us don't have a portfolio. I mean, is it ever too late to start and discipline yourself?
No, I think that as long as you, let me correct myself. If you are still in an income earning age, you can redirect your cash flow into investments to plan for a different retirement. If you're beyond retirement and living on Social Security, it's a lot more difficult to get out of those kind of financial holes.
But you got to start somewhere, Kelly, right? I mean, you just can't give up.
No, you can't give up. And a lot of that has to do with, making sure that you're paying attention to what's going on in your local economy and government, and that you're participating in the entire democratic process. Because a lot of this has to do with policy change that really is going to help, the next three generations be able to afford retirement.
Well, what about that? We're going to get our Social Security. Right. We've been hearing about that forever.
The program has to change. There's just no way that it can keep up. And essentially, as a W-2 employee, you're giving the government an interest-free loan your entire life and then expecting them to give it back to you at a reasonable rate that can afford your living expenses.
Yeah. Well, it's a constant battle. Right now, it's not any easier. I mean, right now, if you go to the grocery store, and we're all spending more than we ever have. I mean, ever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's such a disconnect between the feds who are making financial policies and the reality of real people living their lives. The grocery store is 3 times more expensive. The gas is 2 times more expensive. I'm 5 generations in oil and gas, so this is an industry I really watch carefully. And, there's just decisions being made that need to be different.
I don't understand here in Dallas. I mean, I don't understand the oil and gas argument, because it's fine. You can go clean all you want. It's just going to take time, as opposed to do it by Monday. right? I mean, it's just,
right.
we got to graduate into that. When you shut it all down, you can't just flip a switch and get oil and gas back by Tuesday. It takes time to ramp it all up. And then we expect Venezuela and China and India to be better with the earth than us because we're going to buy it from them. Doesn't make any sense.
Right, exactly. The reality is that we need cheap oil in order to pay for growth and infrastructure change. You know, a barrel of oil is a part of everything. And you saw explosive growth 4 or 5 years ago because oil was like $40 a barrel.
Yeah, right.
So we're able to build things. We're able to innovate. And I think that, you know, you have to make the investment today to have a better and cleaner tomorrow.
Well, right, exactly. And nobody's against cleaner. It's just it's an evolution of things, and we're doing it. But it's a rush job that's really messing us up. And these policies of high energy is going to mess up the whole economy continually. And if we don't stop it, it'll get worse. So that's my take, Kellyanne. We have opinions here.
Good summary.
Yeah. Happy Tuesday morning.
How can people connect with Kellyanne, W-I-N-J-E-T, Winget, is that how I spell it?
W-I-N-G-E-T.
G-E-T. Okay. How can they find you?
They can find, if they want to look into my private equity company, it's alternativewealthpartners.com. If they want to learn a little bit more about me and my background, it's KellyanneWinget.com.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for your time. Appreciate you. ESPN 93.5. Brett Bielema, our head football coach, met with the media yesterday.
Well, obviously not an easy Sunday. Mondays always get a little better, but I thought our guys, you know, handled a quiet bus ride home. A lot of pain in the end of that game. But, you know, the key to a Sunday is learn from yesterday's mistakes and turning the page. So with a short bye week, that's a short game week. We got to really do a better job of that. So we basically met with them, showed them some things that were positive. Obviously started the game on a positive note offensively to have a play, gain that kind of yards. Obviously would have loved to come away with points, but we did start the game with a scoring opportunity. Defensively started pretty well, put in some tough positions, overcame that moment. But obviously a lot of things we needed to correct, especially in that second half. So from an injury standpoint, I think Reggie, he did practice last week, earlier in the week. Didn't feel great Thursday, Friday. Let the game time decision on Saturday play out. The plan is tomorrow he'll be with us for practice. Our first practice of the week will be tomorrow. We'll go through a walkthrough tonight, but it won't be full speed. So he'll be able to take place in that. Zai hopefully will as well. Zai and Geske are both a work in progress to see where they get for the weekend. But other than that, there were some guys that played in the game that were a little banged up. They got through it pretty good overall. So. Really shouldn't be any issues other than that. You know, Nebraska is a very similar to our situation. They're 2-3, identical records, actually. Both of us have two losses in conference play, so there's a lot of different variables going into it, but I think this week is a lot about us. Obviously, Nebraska and what they've accomplished. Played a couple different quarterbacks. They're playing really good on defense. A very difficult challenge, and then Friday night with a short week is one that we've already done this year, so we kind of really, I spent yesterday a lot of time looking at what we did in that Kansas prep, just the logistics of it. Obviously didn't love the results, but more along the lines of preparation. So we're changing that up a little bit on our approach either tonight, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday before the game.
All right. Brett Bielema, yesterday.
Illinois, Nebraska, 7 o'clock Friday night. Now, the Maryland game on October 14th has been tapped in College Park, Maryland at 2:30 against the Terrapins. Go Illini! Speaking of Illini, Devin Witherspoon, quite a game last night as Seattle beat the New York Giants 24-3. And when he ran 97 yards and scored a touchdown.
Interception touchdown. The
pretty
pick
amazing.
Six, two sacks, bunch of good tackles.
Mm-hmm.
He is quick and we miss him. Devin Witherspoon, Seattle.
And we got the playoff games tonight. But none of our teams of local interest are we just passing?
I'm frustrated. Watch a little when there's nothing else on. I mean, it's right. I mean, but the energy, you like to get the energy of the crowd and the games and all that's on the line, all that stuff is fun. Jay Layman, every Monday on The Drive.
We did a good job of keeping some of our guys that we needed to keep here. I think that's what they kind of trumped up as, hey, this is what we did. We kept the guys that could have gone somewhere or gone to the NFL. We kept them here. They did try to hit the JUCO a little bit. They got one of the top 10 transfer quarterbacks probably out there on the market. So Altmyer, they probably got. I know they probably wanted Hudson Card. They were competitive. I think Hudson Card just went there because the air raid at Purdue. Mm-hmm. But as far as filling the voids that you need, we did not do a good job in the portal at, you know, linebacker at, because we have a lot of young linebackers.
We do.
Barnes, right?
We do.
We have the defensive back you mentioned, offensive line. I'd even like to see a quick back. Like, that's not, I mean, Aiden Loffrey's quick, but he's just small, struggling mm-hmm. pass protection, right? We don't have a quick back like a Tyrone Tracy. You know, you watch other teams. Like, I was watching Ole Miss LSU on Saturday night.
They make it look so easy.
The offense, there's so much space.
Mississippi LSU, the final was 55-49. Mississippi scored with like a minute to go. Mm. It was unbelievable.
I mean, doesn't it? It's just like, oh, throw it here. I mean, you could say they're not playing defense. I get it. It seems like guys are just draped over us, and every yard is like just. it's like the Camargo crawl. It's
yeah, right.
And you watch LSU and Miss Ole Miss, and it's just like guys catching the ball, like a little 5-yard route. He jibber jabbers for a 7-yard run.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
It just seems simple. So simple and easy. And then when we watch, it's just so painful.
Yeah. Jay Layman, you can hear the whole interview at stevieJay.com, mm-hmm. the podcast from last night. Yeah, Luke Altmaier, too. And he said, you know, it's not the offensive line. I've got to make my job better. I'm making it harder on them. I need to know and have a presence of when I'm close or where I need to move, as opposed to he thinks, you know, he took a lot of the blame. So that's what good leaders do.
Okay.
They deflect to themselves and say, hey, I put them in a bad spot because I need to be aware of where I am in the pocket and move out when appropriate and do this and do that, and I can get better. Again, he's played 5 football games in his life.
Right.
This is a freshman, but it's not. It's a transfer. It's an older guy.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's that good and he's got the character to be outstanding, if he can match that with performance consistently over time. But again, how many freshmen are very good? He's not a freshman, but he is in game experience. Anyway, I think it's going to be okay, but yeah. It doesn't feel very good right now.
That's right.
All right, it's 7:46. We'll talk a little about your pets here coming up. Do some weather next.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Hey, Class A CDL drivers. Gale Ferrix Trucking wants to invite you to join our team and get a taste of what it's like to work with a team that cares about you, your home time, and your professional growth, as well as your paycheck. This is Operations Manager Donna Onstott inviting you to join us as we continue building the company you would have started if you knew then what you know now. At GFT, we welcome all qualified Class A CDL holders. So if you have 2 years of experience or less with military service, a clean driving record, and a positive work ethic, we want you to fill one of our 3 open regional van positions today. Our drivers are pre-dispatched, make a guaranteed minimum gross pay of $1,200 per week, have paid vacations and benefits, and are home every weekend and sometimes during the week for quality family time. Our openings are limited, so don't miss your opportunity with the top-paying trucking company in the area, Gale Ferrix Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today, 765-793-7131, or email timo@gftlog.com.
We did a good job of keeping some of our guys.
He's not the weather guy. That was Jay Layman.
He could be the weather guy. He just, whatever he says, I captivated.
The guy could talk about Fruit Loops and I'm listening. Right. He's just so unbelievable easy to hear. All right, now meteorologist Greg Solier with our latest forecast.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Van Nevis. And another couple of days of almost midsummer-like warmth across the area. Cold front expected to come through the area and generate some pretty good covered shower activity. Nothing out of control in the moisture department, so it should be able to get back at it with backyard and back 40 work here as we move on through the weekend and into next week after a cool snap here for the weekend. Temperatures heading back to and above seasonal expectations still. Plenty of late season 70s and warmth on the extended weather maps and charts. Sunfill in 88 today with a bit of a southeast to south wind, increasing clouds 64 tonight, partly sunny 85 tomorrow. Showers break out tomorrow night, maybe a thunderstorm as well, low down to 66. An occasional shower two or three for the day on Thursday. A much cooler day at 73. A couple of afternoon sprinkles, partly sunny, breezy, cool. 64 on Friday, won't pass 60. 58 to 59 the high Saturday and Sunday. Back into the 60s Monday and Tuesday. Overnight readings upper 30s and lower 40s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find booths at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selection. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pard's in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pards.com, Pards.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Now, Tuesdays, we talk about your pets, doggies and cats. Dr. Todd Likens, veterinarian, Madison Kirby in Champaign. Todd, how are you?
Hey, we're doing good up here, Stevie. How are you doing?
Good. What percentage of people go to a veterinarian?
Not enough. Let's put it that way. I think there are 150,000 pets per every veterinarian in this country.
What?
There's no way I'm seeing 150,000 different pets a year.
Hmm. Seriously? So you're supposed to have all these shots to keep their health and all these things in check. Do you think half the people do what they're supposed to do or no?
No, it's less than that. A lot of times we just see them at the beginning when they first get them, and we see them at the end stages of life.
We got to see them every now and then for rabies shots, right?
We can see them. The rabies shot's the only shot that's required by law.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, we see them once every 3 years, or, you know, there's a one-year shot, but most people go with a three-year shot.
Let me translate what Booth just said. He said, I get too many shots, so let's talk about
that. Right.
Yeah, because Dr. Todd,
in the background.
If I bring a puppy or a new dog to you, what documentation should I bring?
Excellent question. So we deal with, Joanne's on vacation, my front person this week. And so, therefore, I've been working the front and seeing things. And I realize how much work they go through.
Yeah.
We need, I need a certain amount of paperwork if you want me to do my job right. Bringing me records if you want a second opinion. I need to know what the other veterinarian thought. So yeah. I need to see more than a receipt. And if your puppy... People come in and say they've had shots. Well, I need to see what shots that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, without that knowledge, we have to search for it in your time. It's best to get it to me ahead of time. And this helps me out a ton, and all that names, it helps out a ton to have the history before we see you.
I mean, does a veterinarian give that up? I mean, willingly saying, hey, yeah. Could I get material? Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's no big deal.
No. I mean, it's just like yesterday I had one that dogs had skin problems for years. Well, the one thing I they didn't bring the record, so I wasn't sure what drugs they had, so I had to play 20 questions on that. Mm-hmm. But even lab testing, and I had to repeat labs that probably had already been done because we weren't sure what the status was.
I see.
And it can save you money too. Just get me the paperwork.
You know, somebody asked me the other day what dog insurance I have, and yes, friends, I said dog insurance. Mm-hmm. And Embrace is what you told me years ago, and I've been very pleased with Embrace.
Yeah, and that's Forbes just came out. There's a new list come out every year, and some of these insurance companies have got weird names. Lemonade's a very high ranked one. That's a new one. Hmm. And can you imagine having your pet insurance named Lemonade?
Lemonade?
Lemonade. That's the name of the insurance company. I thought that was pretty funny.
I would probably name it Fido.
Fido
Insurance. Anyway, what they have in Embrace Insurance is like I have $1,000 deductible. You say $1,000. Well, if you do a doggy surgery these days, Todd, it's thousands of dollars.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna say referral clinics tell me that don't send people over unless they're prepared to spend $5,000 to $10,000.
Wow.
And hello, you gotta think they gotta send. To have insurance and have 80% of it taken care of makes a real difference.
Yeah, if you pay the first $1,000 and they pay the next $9,000 up to $10,000.
Yeah.
And I think I'm paying $20-$25 a month or something.
Okay.
Anyway, good stuff. Dr. Todd, how can people reach out and find you?
Well, because Joanna's off, I brought in the A-team. Taylor's here on the front desk working both ends today.
Wow.
So we give her a call or a text at 215-355-5051.
Thanks, buddy. Talk soon.
All right, see you guys.
That's to be distracting.
Got his hands full.
Everything, and then the boofer.
Juggling the leash.
I call that dog Boof. I don't even know what his name is, but he just boofs. Woof, woof. I go in there. I was there last week, and I say, Boofy, come here. And he's just standing 3 feet away. Boof, boof, boof.
Right,
boof.
Right.
And then he'll come over, and then he won't boof while I'm petting him. And then he'll go 3 feet away. Boof, boof. I don't know if that would that be something that would be like white noise? If you go to bed with Boof,
right.
Boof, boof, would that be like you wouldn't hear the storm or something? Boof, boof. It's amazing. I've never seen a dog talk all the time. It's just stunning.
There's probably some issue. I mean,
you think? He talks all the time. So do I.
I mean, boof, you know, people have all kinds of issues.
Yeah,
they?
Right. Exactly.
So it's got to be something.
Well, if somebody adopts Boof after he's done being a stud, you got that.
Right.
Boof, boof. I bet you quit. It's like a train. You quit hearing it, right?
Right.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. We're out of time for the hour. Welcome to text in 217-359-2255. We always appreciate you.
Yep.
With your thoughts and opinions. 217 texter said, when in regard to ordering online, he said, I like bricks and mortar.
Yes.
Here, here.
I mean, of course.
But
sometimes you just
click,
get sucked
here
in.
Here at the door.
Right.
Don't have to go to the mall. Don't have to park.
And for me, when I was in that wedding zone, I had so many mothers of the bride dresses that kept coming up on social media or everywhere. I must have been clicking on something at some point because, what is it, geofencing or whatever, where they figure out what you're trying to buy.
You see it forever. The problem is if you're looking for a flight to Cancun, you'll get a lot of offers for Cancun.
That's right.
And you're going, creepy, but I'm going. And
right.
Then the problem is a month later, you're still getting...
I know.
They don't know that you went.
Exactly.
At least they don't know you went. Mm-hmm. That's good. No, it's a whole... whole thing is a little creepy.
Oh, darn. I missed John's question about if you're playing Frisbee with the dog, do they ever get too tired and should you stop playing?
No, I think there's an issue with some of those dogs. They won't quit.
Right.
They'll just... Todd had a dog like that. And he said he'll go till it collapses.
Oh, wait. This is... Is it true if the dog lays down during playtime?
like Frisbee? Is he getting too tired?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Ask Tom.
I know. That's a sign for me.
No, I mean, it would make sense that they're done. If you throw it and they don't go get it, you're done. Mm-hmm. Right, time to rest. Todd tells me sometimes you just got to be the adult.
Right.
So, all right, we're going to break. We'll be right back. News, weather, sports in our next hour. Lots coming. Stand by. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. And news next.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter. Whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis